Unit 10. Plants will release far less extra CO2 in a warming world than previously assumed, giving humans a bit more room in the fight against climate change, scientists reported recently. Despite this good news, efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions must still be increased to avoid severe climate impacts, the researchers cautioned. Earth's plants and soil microbes absorb and release huge quantities of heat-trapping CO2, the main cause of global warming. Over the course of a year, land-based plants emit, in a process called respiration, 117 to 118 billion tons of carbon into the atmosphere, 6 times as much as humans release by burning fossil fuels. At the same time, through photosynthesis, they absorb about 120 billion tons. This 2 to 3 billion ton surplus makes the land-based plant kingdom a net sink for CO2 that removes up to 30% of human-generated carbon pollution from the air. However, there's a problem. When air temperatures climb, plants start to release extra CO2 with no change in the amount absorbed. All it would take is for global respiration to increase by 3% to shift the land surfaces from a sink to a source, Peter Reich, lead author of the study and a professor at the University of Minnesota, said. Earlier experiments had shown that leafy trees exposed to a temperature increase of 3 to 4 degrees would quickly begin to pump out an additional 20% of CO2 or more. In December, the world's nations agreed in Paris to hold the rise in global surface temperatures to below 2 degrees. But we are currently on track for an increase, possibly twice that size, by century's end. Computer models used by climate scientists to project changes in greenhouse gas emissions assume respiration, the output of CO2, increases over the long term the same way it does over the course of a few hours, Reich said. However, nobody had bothered to check if this was actually true. To find out, Reich and colleagues set up a heated environment in the wild in 2009 for some 1,200 trees, that included the 10 dominant North American temperate zone species. In an experiment lasting 5 years, they kept temperatures at 3.4 degrees above seasonal averages. To their surprise, the researchers discovered that, over the long term, all 10 species adapted to their new conditions. CO2 output increased by only 5% rather than the 23% predicted under earlier models. Adaptation eliminated 80% of the increase, Reich said. This suggests that the associated increase in atmospheric CO2 concentrations from global warming may be much less than anticipated. Though significant, this does not lessen the pressure to cut carbon pollution, he warned. The problem we created in the first place with our greenhouse gas emissions still exists, Reich said. Pierre Friedlingstein, a climate modeling expert at the University of Exeter in England, said the study did indeed show that leafy trees adjust to warming temperatures. However, he cautioned that the implications may be less important than advertised. This paper is not a game changer when it comes to global warming, he said. While Earth's living forests take up more CO2 than they give off, cutting down forests is a double threat. Trees release stored up CO2 when cut down and burned, and reducing the surface area covered by forests means fewer plants remain to absorb CO2. An area of forests twice the size of France has been lost in the last 25 years, mainly to expanding agriculture and urbanization.